Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Here's the bottom line.
Here's the bottom line.
We need to get to the bottom of this.
Get to the bottom of this.
We've got to get to the bottom of this.
The bottom line on the Mark Cox Show.
That's the only way we're going to get to the bottom of this.
That's the bottom line.
Truth. You can't handle the truth.
All right. Former Missouri Senator Jeff Smith on the phone with us. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fine. Are you ready to celebrate the fact that Missouri is soon going to be the home to a great heartbeat bill legislation limiting abortion in this state?
I am ready to celebrate the end of session.
Oh, the end of session. I didn't know where you were going there. Yeah, you've been spending a lot of time down there in the Jeff City swamp, haven't you?
I have. I guess I'd be considered a swamp dweller these days. So, three more days. And it's, you know, obviously the last week is usually when about 80 to 90% of all bills get done, and so it's been a chaotic week in the next few days. Now that the roadblock of the GM bill has been lifted, probably a lot more things will happen the next few days.
Yeah, we had the governor on celebrating that a little bit. I personally was with the conservative caucus who would rather have just seen a clean GM incentive bill. Did you support what the governor was trying to do?
You know, I think it probably makes sense. For St. Charles County, it's really states are in such a box these days. Even if you're philosophically opposed to the kinds of incentives that were put into statute yesterday in Missouri, it's hard for any state to unilaterally disarm because some other state is going to come and try to poach, you know, these big companies. It's one of the reasons, not to dredge up an old dispute of ours, but it's one of the reasons that I supported Better Together, is because I hate when, you know, Ellisville is trying to compete and get a company to move across the street from Baldwin to Ellisville, you know, so it can have their jobs. It's counterproductive. It's the same thing states do to one another, and it's kind of why states are put in a box and forced to pony up, you know, with incentives like the GM bill.
Yeah. Happy No More Merger Wednesday, by the way.
Yeah,
I don't know if I've had a chance to take a victory lap since that happened, so I just wanted to throw that in there.
I was really, the minute it came out of my mouth, I was regretting giving you the opportunity to gloat because I knew it was coming. So that's my fault. I deserve it.
Yeah. That's okay. So we're going to get, according to the governor, they're really hoping they're going to get the abortion bill through. I suspect that Democrats have kind of been sitting back on their heels in Jeff City watching the Republicans feud between themselves, but they're going to have to do a little bit of work because I don't think any of them support that bill.
Yeah, you know, you're right about that. Some people have watched Kansas, right, and watched over the last decade plus as, you know, the Kansas legislature has become so dominated by Republicans that Republicans have basically split into two factions. And so there's three factions in the Kansas legislature that are almost equal size. The extreme conservative Republicans, the mainstream, you know, kind of center-right Republicans, and then the Democrats. And the middle group, you know, the mainstream conservatives kind of go back and forth with who they side with on different things. And that's kind of something similar has been happening in Missouri with this conservative caucus in the House and Senate, kind of splitting apart from the mainstream Republicans on a lot of issues. And that's kind of what we saw yesterday with GM. It's what we've seen throughout this session. And it'll be interesting because, you know, as you said, the Democrats have basically sat back and watched in the Senate most of sessions.
Yeah.
While there's been Republican on Republican kind of warfare. And today is going to be, you know, one of the first main Democrat versus Republican battles, because every Republican senator is pro-life, and the Democratic senators are, there's one or two that sort of consider themselves personally pro-life. I think like Senator Walsh, but you're right. The caucus is overwhelmingly Democratic, and I expect you'll see an all-night filibuster.
Filibuster over that, and then they'll have to, what, go to a previous question in order to stop debate? Is that what they do?
That's right. It's a really rare motion to move the previous question. Typically in the Missouri Senate, they do everything they can to not have to invoke the previous question. They really value in the Senate the right of unlimited debate. I used to really appreciate that as a senator in the minority. I remember one time I, you know, filibustered for 11 hours to stop the constitutional amendment to make English the official language of Missouri. And I did the first 45 minutes in French.
You didn't read Green Eggs and Ham like Ted Cruz? Come on.
So that really gives individual senators in the minority the opportunity to slow things down that they don't like. But at some point on issues where there's a clear partisan divide, and you know, usually only once or twice a session, if that, the majority will invoke the previous question, shut down debate. And I would expect that's what you're going to see at some point in the next 72 hours.
It saddens me, but you know, I don't know if cleaner Missouri makes it through or not. I'm sure you and I aren't going to see eye to eye on that one. I want to see them change. I think the voters were hoodwinked on that issue.
You know, the Republicans got a little hoodwinked in committee.
True. Yes. Yes, they did. Yeah.
They tried to get the bill out of committee, and three Republican senators were not there for the committee vote, and so it was 2-2 deadlocked. And mistakenly, the chairman of the committee moved forward. He probably should have waited if he wanted to pass the bill. He thought that he could carry the votes by proxy of one of his absent colleagues, but you can't do that when the vote is going to be the deciding vote. And they're trying to kind of figure out how to fix that.
Yeah, and that's going to be a problem because one of the two no votes has to change their vote, and they're both Democrats, and neither one of them want to. So, all right.
No, and if either one of them changes, they will probably extract a heavy cost
for
cooperation.
I'm sure Ms. Nasheed's already dreaming up what cost she could extract. Jeff Smith, I'm out of time, my friend. Thank you.
Always great to talk to you, Mark.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.